Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Most of the time when the word kingdom is mentioned in the New Testament, it is referring to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Both John the Baptist and Jesus Christ came preaching that the kingdom of God was at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:15. But neither John or Jesus was speaking of what Peter called the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. During the work of John the Baptist and of Jesus Christ, the kingdom had not come. It would come, according to Mark 9:1, during the lifetime of some of those who heard Jesus speak, or else he was misinformed about the time of the kingdom's coming. My friends, the kingdom, or the church, was established on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2. The Colossian Christians had been rescued from the power of darkness and were changed into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, Colossians 1:13. John was in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:9. The people to whom Peter wrote were already in the kingdom, or the church. So why would he write as follows? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. The expression, the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can only mean the eternal abode of the saints. That is the place Jesus returned to the Father to prepare for his faithful followers. John 14:2-3. God unquestionably has a place prepared for those who are prepared for that place. The Apostle Peter urged his readers to add the Christian graces, virtue, knowledge, self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, and then encouraged them to abound in those attitudes and attributes. If they did not, they would be barren and unfruitful. They would demonstrate by their activities that they were blind and had forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. 2 Peter 3, 5-10. The Apostle Peter adds, and so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Did you notice the little word so in this reading? What is the significance of that little adverb of manner? By making our calling and election sure, we shall have an abundant entrance into heaven. Some students of the Bible have misunderstood and misinterpreted the meaning of the following verse. If the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? 1 Peter 4:18. They have left the impression that God's people are barely going to make it to their eternal home. But that cannot be the meaning of this verse. If it were, it would contradict what Peter said about having an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom. None of this gives the faithful Christian any room to boast. Regardless of our love for God and for our fellow men, we cannot earn our place in that heavenly city. Paul tells us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2:8-10. Nobody will be saved unless his faith in Christ leads him to obey our Lord. But when we are saved, we have no reason or right to boast of our salvation. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.